Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, North Texas is feeling the ripple effects of a somewhat cooling economy. The manufacturing plants in Garland and Amazon contractor also now cutting off more than 250 jobs. We also have the looming government shutdown, and that could mean even more layoffs. There's just been an increased concern about job security here in North Texas. And to help us understand the bigger picture, we are joined by Dr. Stephen Haynes. He's an assistant professor of practice and finance and managerial economics at UT Dallas. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
You know, let's just start with the timely conversation of the looming government shutdown. That is increasing some concerns about, you know, job security here in North Texas. Can you tell us the latest on what you've been researching?
Yeah, for sure. With the looming government shutdown, there's going to be some type of effect both on the public and private sector. Public sector, obviously, if you work for the government at the federal level, you have the petition being furloughed and not being paid or being forced to work, such as air traffic controllers being forced to work without compensation. But on the private sector, because we're looking at such a large amount of government spending as it relates to our overall productivity, we know that the private sector will feel the repercussions of any delays, especially if it becomes more prolonged. So with the jobs report coming out on Friday, if there's a shutdown, that report may not come out, which really forces a lot of the business leaders to have to make a decision of what they think the economy is doing and make decision going forward based off of their gut feeling, if you will.
When we're talking about jobs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's been pretty stable for the last couple of years. The numbers really haven't altered too much. Unemployment in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is about a point below the national average. How are things so stable here, but not necessarily around the rest of the country?
You know, that's a really great question, but I think what people have maybe mistaken is that Dallas-Fort Worth is now the financial service hub of the country. There are more banking and insurance jobs in Dallas-Fort Worth than in New York and Chicago. Obviously, a lot of the front office jobs are still in those places, but when we're looking at the back end stuff, the motor of the industry is really here in Dallas. We also have a ton of technology companies that have been moving in, and we're seeing much larger corporations moving in. You know, Toyota, I think, was one of the first ones to kind of say, yes, let's set up here in Frisco, but they weren't the last one. And we are seeing more and more moving into Dallas-Fort Worth because of its promising opportunities for low taxes, as well as great services for employees.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation about rising tariffs, high interest rates, and just overall weaker consumer demands as we go into the holiday season, you know, for example. But which one of these factors or maybe others do you think are hitting employers in our region the hardest right now?
Yeah, that's a question that if I had the right answer for it, I think I'd be the smartest man in the room. But I think what it comes down to is it's all of them kind of coming in full force. The tariffs, the uncertainty around that has certainly changed the supply chain. It's definitely made it more difficult for the business leaders to decide how much to outsource, how much they're going to just wait off. And one of the metrics that, as an economist, that we really focus on is shipments, right? So we're looking at maritime shipments, and we are seeing a decline. Now, that is seasonal, right? So we do have these seasonal trends, but this is a little bit atypical because the shipping rates are dropping at a much faster rate than previous, which shows us that we're also not building up for the Christmas demand. So we're expecting largest revenue and company profits is, you know, around Christmas time. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing that demand, which isn't surprising because families making less than $150,000 in a household are really, really hurting for cash. So this is a very challenging thing. Tariffs are not helping the equation, but neither is compression of just people's spending abilities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
One thing that's happened since the pandemic is that we've seen kind of a jobs shift. Right after the pandemic, it seemed that the job seekers had all the power. I mean, people were jumping from job to job looking for promotions and better pay. But now they've even given it a name, job hugging, where people are trying to hold on for dear life to what they have.
Absolutely. And David, it's funny you say that, because we talked about quite quitting a number of years ago. I was the guy that you brought on board to talk about that. And now we're talking about job hugging, right? This is very much of the cyclical pattern of employment. When employees are afraid of their future uncertainty when it comes to employment, they will ride out much tougher times. They will stay with an employer that maybe they wouldn't want to stay with for no other purpose than security. And it goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of need, right? The very foundation is people need security. They need to know that they have a job. The job hugging, the challenge with that, though, is it's not guaranteed. You're not guaranteed that you're going to get to keep that job. And so this is a time period where it's important as an employee, if you're trying to figure out how to escape this, is, you know, what are you doing to contribute? Make sure you can answer that question to your employer. How are you contributing to the bottom line? Because that's one of the greatest ways to be sure that you will survive a uncertain time is being a productive member for that organization.
What are some of the best opportunities that are here in DFW that don't maybe exist otherwise?
Yeah, so some of the better opportunities in this market is definitely still in certain sectors of the industry. We're still seeing a huge opportunity in the insurance industry. We are seeing some financial service industries, technology. Obviously, you know, being a person who really enjoys AI, I'll tell you, there's a lot of opportunities to be moving into spaces, but not necessarily everyone has those job qualifications. Not everyone has those prerequisites for those jobs. And this is where I would also encourage people to really think about getting those certifications that you've been putting off for a number of years. You know, look at going back and getting that degree that maybe you've been putting off for a little while. This is obviously a difficult time financially for many, but at the same time, we know that the economy is cyclical. We know that during downtimes, it's gonna rebound eventually, and you got to be in a well-positioned space so that you can take advantage of that. And I think that education and training is something that you really should lean into if you want to really profit in the you know, changing market.
Another interesting story came out just today talking about how there is only about 30% of workers today say they want to be managers. Mm. The other 70% say they're just satisfied doing what it is they're doing. They're not necessarily looking to move up the corporate ladder. Is that fear, or is that they just don't want the responsibilities?
I think that that's a interesting statistic, because it kind of goes in line with how the changing environment's happening in corporate America. We're seeing that in this white-collar recession that's kind of been happening underneath the radar, that we've been seeing a lot of people leaving organizations because there's been too much management. And so we're seeing a lot of middle management that's actually leaving. And so the productive worker is still having some type of job security. I think that that is probably actually a good thing as well, because we're seeing more managers responsible for more people. So instead of having 3 to 5, you may have 15 people underneath, which makes it very difficult to be productive and to enjoy the role. With that being said, though, I can also see that there is a lot more individualism that may have come around from working from home. And so people might have enjoyed the fact that they weren't responsible for others. And that just may be a changing trend that we should study more.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
I think the best thing to tell anyone who's uncertain about what's going on with the economy right now is it is a cyclical pattern. We are going through these cycles. The most helpful thing is to take it one bite at a time and not to try and understand everything, but instead focus on what you can, which is about improving yourself. And by doing that, you'll be in a much better position when opportunity arises.
That is, again, Dr. Stephen Haynes with us here with UTD on KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.